For KOSU, I'm Michael Cross, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, November 19th, 2015. President Hargis, it was another nail-biter, but the Cowboys kept their undefeated record going. It was quite a comeback win against Iowa State.
Yeah, we're doing that too much, Michael. I don't think my heart can take no more of this. But we have a big one coming up against Baylor, for sure. And you know, Iowa State has some really good players and playing away. And then you had the kind of the haunting memory of the defeat in 2011 that kept us out of the national championship game. So it all kind of conspired, I think, to make the first half pretty one-sided. But we're ready for Baylor, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know where all our fans are. And if we can win out, I bet you we're in that Final Four.
That'll be amazing in the playoffs, certainly. And I understand OSU students, though, are accomplishing great things off the football field as well.
Well, they are indeed. Of course, our Flying Aggies flight team has a very storied past of many, many championships. And true to that, they won the regional competitions to advance to the Nationals, which will be next spring in Columbus, Ohio. In addition to that, they also won the Safety Award, and OSU's Rachel Earnhardt, who's a junior from Springfield, Missouri, was the top scoring female. And as long as I'm bragging about our students here, I want to mention that eight of our students at the OSU Center for Health Sciences made history this fall. They actually gained exposure to very different cultures, health systems, and populations in Uganda. They did a rotation there, and I think even though the medical problems faced by those who live in rural Uganda are different from the U.S., the experience blended well with the OSU mission to improve the health of all Oklahomans, and especially in rural Oklahoma where we have such a shortage. And finally, our Spear, if people are not too tired of my bragging, the Spear School of Business team actually won the Best Business Analytics Project at the Premier Conference for Data in the United States. Three-member team competed against U.S. And international teams. So congratulations to all of those students.
I don't think they would ever get tired of hearing about that. OSU is a national leader in Native American students, and you have good news there.
Well, we do. We of course, graduate a lot of Native Americans. We go back and forth with Northeastern State University over in Tahlequah, but we are the top-rated land-grant university for graduating Native Americans. And I know we graduate more Native American engineers than any university in the country. I guess I'm continuing to brag here. But we have a real commitment to provide quality education to Native American students. And, of course, as I've said before, we established the OSU Center for Sovereign Nations, thanks to a major partnership with the Chickasaw Nation, to do just that.
And certainly we're very proud of that. And I know OSU is also honoring Native Americans on the basketball court.
Well, we are. In partnership with Nike, our men and women basketball teams are wearing turquoise Nike N7 uniforms for Native American Heritage Month. The color turquoise represents harmony, friendship, and fellowship in the Native American culture, and we're proud to be one of nine schools participating.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.